Hello again. Welcome to the program. We're continuing in our study in the Gospel of John. Once again, the purpose for this book, John 20:31, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life through his name. In chapter 5, we're going to be looking at relationships here. We could spend a long time in this area. I'd like to just give you the outline and something you can study for yourself. Relationships, that has to do with the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave toward each other. Now, as we mentioned before, we've got four Gospels, and there's a purpose for these Gospels. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, basically, Jesus deals with his relationship with the nation of Israel. In John, he deals with his relationship with the Father. Remember, he said in chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He is God. That's so important. Then we have Jesus and his relationship with whosoever will, and Jesus and his relationship with Christians, and also the Christian and his relationship with the Holy Spirit. All of these are dealt with through the book of John. If you look for it, there's an outline for you. You can do some personal study. Now, his relationship with the Father, he said in John 5 and verse number 17, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh and I. So we have my Father and I. Now you'll notice down through that portion of Scripture how many references there are to the Father and how many references there are to the Son. In verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Now, hearing my word, he said, and believing. So, this is so important. We've looked at it many times before, but because of the importance, especially in this hour in which we're living, when it's kind of 1, 2, 3, Jesus for me, you know, anybody want to go to heaven, say I do. No, there's a fact of hearing the word and believing. That believing is an action word. Now, it's so important. Romans 8 and 16 says the Spirit itself, that should be the Spirit himself. It's translated himself 58 times. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit. So you hear my word, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. The Holy Spirit then convicts our spirit, not our soul, our spirit. And then our spirit should dictate to our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, concerning whether we're going to repent or reject. It's just that simple. There's been so much going around saying, you know, if you die today, are you sure you'd go to heaven? No. Well, you'd like to be sure. Well, who wouldn't? Okay, just pray this prayer and you can go to heaven. No, you won't. No, you won't. I mean, there's all kinds of cults praying prayers and all kinds of religions praying prayers. And they're going to church or some building with a group of people every week, sometimes every day. They're not saved. And you could be sitting in a fundamental independent Baptist church having rhymed off a prayer and not be saved. Get it straight. The Spirit speaketh with our spirit. He confirms the Word of God in our spirit. That's Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirit. Then our spirit, in turn, will dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions, and we make a decision. I repent or I reject. That's what it means to hear and believe. Now in John 5, 25 to 29, he said, verily I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he hath given the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. and shall come forth. They that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now we have two resurrections here. Hebrews 9:27 says, as is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Now the resurrection of life, that has to do with what's called the judgment seat of Christ. You can study that in the scriptures there, Romans, 1 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians. It has really, in the Greek, it means bema bench, and it's where we receive our rewards as Christians for serving the Lord the way we were supposed to, or lack of rewards if we didn't. Then the resurrection of damnation, that is the great white throne judgment, where those who are unsaved are brought before the Lord, Revelation 20, again Hebrews 9:27, is an appointment, everyone. And so one thing that Putin and me have in common, one thing that Putin and you have in common, one thing that Hitler and me have in common, and you have in common, is every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And we'll bow before the Lord either at the Bema bench, where we will receive our rewards, or those who reject Jesus Christ in this age will bow before him, and then at the white throne judgment be cast into the lake of fire. He said in verse 30, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. So those who are ignorant of the scriptures say that, see, Jesus is not the Son of God, because he said of himself he can do nothing. Now, Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So what's he mean he can't do anything? What he means is, and the whole argument here is that he is the Son of God. He said, I and my Father are one, therefore I cannot do anything on my own, because we are one. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Why? Because I and my Father are one. He said, we are one. He is the Son of God. Then there's four witnesses. We'll look at it beginning in our next program, in John 5 in verse 33 to 35, John the Baptist, chapter 5, 36, the ministry of Jesus himself on earth, 37, God the Father, and the ministry of the scriptures themselves. They all bear witness that he is the Son of God. Be sure to be with us for our next program as we continue in this series.